This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we got the clip. We'll play it here in a moment. And yeah, I knew about this 45 minutes ago, and I didn't cover it. I think call is really important. I think it's a big case point example for the right to self-defense. But I mean, you understand, we're under a global world government coup, and the documents are out that our government was signed over by Trump to Pfizer. And I understand that they would tear up executive orders Trump did, and they put things in front of him and 40,000-page bills. I don't blame Trump. And he's come out and talked about Pfizer's control over the government and that, you know, it's not a good thing, and said the booster shots are a scam for profit. He's starting to eat around the edges of this, but if he comes out and really starts getting into Pfizer and how they have control of the government and these things, then we got a real chance of Congress standing up and doing something. But if we just elect a bunch of Republicans that do the same old thing, then we're just giving ourselves kind of a painkiller before we shoot ourselves. You might as well just not take the painkiller. You're going to be dead anyways. It's like this new governor in Virginia, former head of the Carlyle Group. That's a pretty evil globalist organization. I looked at his past, his background. Other than that, he seems like a nice family man, you know, basketball player, the rest of it. Looks like he was a front man in fact, it doesn't look like. I mean, we know he was a vestigial, like tits on a boar. They had two CEOs, so he was like a front man. But that's just as bad if he was evil, because it just means he does what he's told. He looks like just a front man, you know, big 7-foot-tall front man, and kind of toddle around and tell people, you know, that everything's fine. He says he's going to let the Democrats run mandates and terrorize kids with face masks and, you know, vaccine mandates in the cities. So it's terrible. So, yeah, there's been a big development in the Rittenhouse case. I'll cover it next segment, where, of course, MSNBC is following the jurors around to their houses and harassing them. They've been banned from the building. That's what the media does. They lie so much. I mean, I've known they're big liars for a long time, but, I mean, they really lie. I mean, you understand, folks. In the default judgments against us in Texas and in Connecticut, we gave them everything. And they just say we didn't. And then they defaulted Owen, who was never subpoenaed or never even called. I mean, that's a separate person. And under law, you just don't do that. It'd be like if you walked into a court and the judge says, you're guilty, you don't get a jury. I am the queen of the earth. You'd be like, you're a crazy person. But they just do it now. And so people ask me, you know, how I'm handling this. Everything's going to hell. Not just people attacking us. Of course they're attacking us. I mean, Owen Schroyer got a good lawyer, is fired, and they're going to put him in jail for several years for being at the Capitol, not even in it, with us. And the feds filed against our filing and said, he's perjured himself. He was not with Alex Jones. That security that day there was not for Owen. And Owen knocked over barricades and trampled signs. And the police told Owen to go, but he didn't. And then they source video that shows the opposite. And you're sitting there reading federal filings saying we're lying, and we have the damn video. And people go to the URLs they link, and they watch it. It's on Bandot Video. That's in the federal filings. And you watch the opposite. And you just ask yourself, what is the exercise of lying like that? Well, it's making him have a jury trial. And if the judges act like he hadn't done something, the judge will probably instruct the jury to convict him. I mean, the judge will probably not even let him show the video. That's what you see the Rittenhouse judge? That's a real judge. And judges used to see him on court TV. They all acted like that, pretty much. I've never seen stuff like this. I mean, this is crazy town, folks. Total crazy town. So Kyle's very important because If they're able to burn him, they can burn everybody for defending themselves. I'm just saying, compared to everything else, though, I mean, look.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of folks that watch on television ask, why do you have a dagger? And it's actually a reproduction of what they would use in the Middle Ages. The knights would have several spike daggers. They would have a hammer, and you'd hammer it through once you got somebody off their horse. You'd hammer it through their chest into their heart. And so that's what that is a heart spike. And it's a human skull, a real, real skull. My dad's a physician. It's my dad's skull. He had medical school. It's from India. Back when that was one of their main exports was skeletons. You know, used to in classrooms, it was real skeletons. And then those angel wing standard there. What does that symbolize? And if we can, we'll put that back on screen to show some of the viewers out there. What does that symbolize? Well, I was in a cemetery for some of my ancestors that died in the Indian Wars in the 1820s on a hill on the ranch next door to ours, because we sold that property a long time ago to the neighbor's family about 80 years ago. But they let us go across the property of the hill to our cemetery. And up there, most of the stones have worn away, but you can see a skull with wings on it. And so I remember seeing that when I was a kid visiting that cemetery. And like a third of the graves that you can read say, you know, killed by Indians. It's pretty wild. Some rough folks fighting the Comanches. Pretty cool. You're like your ancestors. You realize they were like fighting and dying just to carve out something. And most of the graves are under five-year-old dead children, some of them killed by the peaceful Native Americans. I'm not attacking Native Americans. I'm part Native American. Just give me a break, folks. See a movie like The Revenant? That's based on a true story. That's what's going on, okay? So I saw that carved on one of my ancestors' graves. And I thought, I want to know what that means. So I went and search engined it. And sure enough, it goes back over 1,000 years in medieval Europe. The symbol of you've died, but your spirit is eternal. It's a symbol of death and then transcending into the next dimension or transferring into another form of energy. And so I thought, that's really, I think, what my symbol should be. I don't like that, though, because a lot of people that want to act like they're powerful and mean and stuff want to kind of use that. They've expropriated that symbol, like the Hell's Angels. And I'm not attacking the Hell's Angels. I'm just saying I don't have the skull and wings because, you know, we're death riding down the road on our motorcycles, the angel of death. No. This meaning is about the transcendence of death and the fact that we are eternal beings. That's what that symbol means, and that's on my ancestor's grave. And I'm sure it's on many of my other ancestors' graves in Europe. But if you go to Europe and go to any really ancient graveyard, that's on most of the tombstones. That's the symbol. And I think it's a very beautiful symbol. Look at that. That angel wings is the standard. It's like a Roman standard, but it's an angel. And then you got the dagger. You got what the enemy threatens us with. And in fact, the death will come. The dagger is the angel of death. And the skull is just a very beautiful remnant of our experience in this dimension. And then you've got the transcendence. And so that's what it is. The dagger is the angel of death. The skull represents humanity and our ancestors. And the wings, that we are connected to the eternal and are eternal. It's very beautiful. And you know what? I'm taking that as my symbol. InfoWars symbol is the skull and wings. That's our symbol. That's the symbol the Holy Spirit tells me we're supposed to use. And that is our symbol right there. And that's what we stand for. That's who we are. We know there's an angel of death. We know death's coming. But we live through our ancestors and through our progeny in this dimension, and we are eternal on the other planes. And the enemy hates that because they know that's the truth, and they want to try to bind us and enslave us and not let us realize who we really are. And Reset Wars is all about exposing that and fighting that and saying no to that. Okay, I got through some Rittenhouse news here, and it's important, but I'm just going to say this again. If it sinks in that we have world government, if it sinks in that it wants to kill us, if it sinks in that Pfizer, through the UN and a consortium of banks, got governments in an emergency that they staged with Bill Gates and Fauci to give them power secretly over all of our governments, to not just indemnify them, but sign over the national parks and military bases to them, and had the government sign on under a secret emergency declaration of martial law, what it is, that they have a medical tyranny. And that's why whatever Pfizer says they want is then done. And whatever Bill Gates says is done, like it was carved in stone. And so that's the big issue. Everything else flows from that. We are under a coup. It's not the Chinese. It's not the Russians. It's the Hollywood, basically. The anti-Christian, globalist, materialistic French Revolution 2.0, Bolshevik Revolution 2.0, absolute cancer. So that's really what it comes down to. And I'm just going to be hammering this and hammering this and hammering this. And I know why the other leaders don't do it, because you do this, they come after you. But you got to do this. You got to do this, don't you? So let's get to the Rittenhouse thing. We know jurors are getting threatened. It's all over the news. It's all over online. The media is trying to out who they are, MSNBC is, because they're a terrorist organization, so that they can be terrorized. And a lot of people are cowards and go ahead and convict Rittenhouse. It's not a good sign for Rittenhouse. I mean, you look at it, you think he should be found not guilty. The fact they've been deliberating now for a couple days is not good. Not good. Not. It means they got people on that jury that are SJWs, and they want to send Kyle to prison. That's going to get overturned on appeal because they cheated so much to do this, but it's amazing. So the judge, the police caught MSNBC following into their houses, and the guy that got arrested by the police said, hey, I was told to do this. Well, that's okay then, you know, just following orders. And so now they're barred from the courthouse. Here it is.
Evening. A person who identified himself as James G. Morrison and who claimed that he was a producer with NBC News, employed for MSNBC and under the supervision of a person. What's going on? Oh, okay. Under the supervision of someone named Irene Bayan in New York for MSNBC. The police, when they stopped him because he was following at a distance of about a block and went through a red light, pulled him over and inquired of him what was going on, and he gave that information and stated that he had been instructed by Ms. Bayan in New York to follow the jury bus. The matter is under further investigation at this point, and the media has asked questions about it. That's the latest I have. And he was ticketed for violating a traffic control signal. He's not here today from what I'm told. And I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building. for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter.
And he's going on to say what the whole media is doing is extremely scary yesterday. And again, the President of the United States said Rittenhouse is a white supremacist because he didn't want them burning down his dad's house and business. You have an instinct to, hey, people are trying to burn down my dad's business and burn, you know, they're burning stuff down 2 blocks from my dad's house. I'm gonna drive 20 miles to my dad's house from my mom's house, and I'm gonna try to help people. Oh, well, you don't do that. You're not a convicted pedophile running around screaming the N-word everywhere and attacking people and burning up. Listen, you're a bad man. You're going to prison. We're gonna have some candy-ass George Soros lawyer try to put you there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For about an hour and a half, and Tim Poole is going to be in studio with us as well. Let me just say this. I want to thank the listeners who have been supporting us over the years, buying the products, spreading the word. Really, you've helped forge the tip of the spear in the fight. And it's not about bragging. It's about recognizing your accomplishments and our accomplishments and this crew's accomplishments and what we've done here. So we've definitely given the globalists a run for their money. They're in a lot of trouble because of us. They actually would like to kill me, obviously, but they don't want to turn me into a martyr. But they're thinking about it. And so this is a very historic time to be alive right now. And we need to stay on air. And they have had the Democratic Party funded groups, the same law firm that sued Remington into bankruptcy, the oldest gun company in America that mainly supplies our military, bankrupted them with their suits and the kangaroo courts and everything. That's what they do. When they know how to pick the court and the people, and that's how you railroad the country to hell. So I'm very honored to have the worst snakes in this country coming after me, and then wrapping themselves, you know, in the identity of dead children, trying to then silence the First Amendment in that process. And of course, they couldn't have a jury trial because we'd actually show what really went on and what we really said, and they know we convince a jury. They know that a jury, guaranteed, at least a minority of them, would think it was the First Amendment right to ask questions, and that what they'd said I'd done, I didn't do. And so, in the depositions and all the rest of it, we never got to depose anybody in Texas. They just got to depose us for years and get all our documents and everything, and then say, you know, we gave them nothing. We got nothing from them. We were starting to get around to that, though, and they couldn't have that. And so now the judge is saying, no, you don't get to depose anybody, but we're going to keep deposing you because you're defaulted. Oh, really? I'm defaulted. I don't have any rights, but you can keep harassing me, and then a jury will decide how guilty we are, and they hope to get a big enough judgment to try to shut InfoWars down. And that's their admitted goal. That's what these people have said to our faces. And so understand that I'm not a gun manufacturing company. You see, I've got a voice and I've got a right to speech, even if people say I don't, and they're not going to shut anything down. In fact, I pledge that I'm launching two new shows that I will do religiously. And I'm going to write books, and I'm making films, as you've already seen again, and launching a bunch of big projects. Not because these people are attacking me, but because it's what I'm supposed to do in this historic time, evidenced by the whole system pulling out the stops and erasing due process and doing all this horrible stuff to try to put us under the jail. I mean, Owen Schroyer went with us to the Capitol, tried to stop what was happening, and they did federal filing saying he broke barricades and attacked people, even though we have all the video of the opposite. So Owen's, you know, needs your prayers more than I do. But they've been trying to indict us for January 6th and a bunch of other stuff. They just think, well, we've got Jones trying to stop it, and we've got, you know, we've got all his records and, you know, such and such, and we've subpoenaed everything, and Jones didn't do anything. Everything Jones says is true. So what do we do? Well, let's just indict his co-host. So this is just next level. And so I'm going to explain something. We have six trials currently with all the different lawsuits, the Sandy Hook, the Virginia thing, all of that. That all starts in March of next year in 4 months and runs all the way into September in Connecticut. It'll be on TV, Three Ring Circus, HBO, all of them, televised. And if I don't show up when subpoenaed, they'll put me in jail. So I've got to come in there and be pilloried and attacked and lied about and not be able to defend myself. And you know, I mean, the whole thing's rigged. That's okay. Because they expected us to either declare bankruptcy years ago or just go away or not show up to this thing. That's why they had to do the default, because they can't actually face us where we have a Bill of Rights Constitution. They'll lose for sure. By the way, they know we did focus groups in Texas and Connecticut. They know that the focus groups, when shown this, all multiple ones per state, found that I was absolutely within my rights, and that they actually got mad at the lawyers and the families, the focus groups did, when they learned that they'd already gotten hundreds of millions of dollars and Bloomberg and all this stuff and the types of charities. And so they can't do that. This is just the Democratic Party wrapping themselves in these sad little dead children and then mad at me that I questioned a public event that had major anomalies. I mean, most of these big events turn out to be fake, like Jesse Smollett or the Roe v. Wade baby wasn't killed or Gulf of Tonkin. So it has cost us millions and millions of dollars to fight these. And going to trial is very, very, very expensive. I mean, just my custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago that was all over the news, had over 100 reporters at it at any one time. That cost me $300,000. And I mean, I had basically no money in the bank after that. And I'm not complaining. It's just that we need money to operate here. And so it's going to cost millions of dollars to fight six lawsuits. Oh, yeah, there's four Sandy Hook ones and then two others. And they're just going to have circus trial after circus trial after circus trial to just bring up dead kids by hijacking the narrative of Alex Jones. They attach to me, the gun control lobby's attached to us, and then claim we're attached to them, and then we're getting famous and getting money off them when it's the opposite. So it's an inversion of reality yet again. So we raised 1/20th of the money I want to raise, and that's great. I want to thank folks that gave $102,000. At Give, Send, Go, who are patriots. And if you want to raise money for whatever it is you're doing, and you're a conservative or Christian, and you've been discriminated against, and you've not been able to, go out and raise money, hey, Give, Send, Go has got a great community. We should all go there. We should all support each other there. There's real power in that. So Give, Send, Go is there. We've raised $102,000. That's 5% of our goal. Sounds like a lot of money. Except it's not when you actually have to put on a real defense and you have to go through all this stuff and you have to be there, because they want to scapegoat the American people and scapegoat gun owners for what happened to those children and then use that against our Second Amendment and our First Amendment. They admit to get rid of free speech. They're on MSNBC saying once we've gotten Alex Jones, we're going to get Tucker Carlson and everybody else with this model of defaults, where they have a judge that works for them, they go in, and then they just stage a fake trial, and they get big judgments. And so it's very, very dangerous. So please go to SaveInfoWars.com. Just one word, SaveInfoWars.com. And help us get soon to our goal of $2 million, because that's what we need to be able to fight this and go through this. And if you want to keep us on air and not have us just roll over these people, we need your support. And so this is very historic. SaveInfoWars.com. And I thank you all for your support.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country.
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
cameras.
Your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again,
truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg's doing? It came out more than 5 years ago in his own company documents, but whistleblowers warned the world that he was trying to isolate people to be only on Facebook and to be depressed and alone so that avatars or fake computer identities would be their only friends, thus taking full control of the user's mind. That's just a beta test for what's now rolling out with Facebook claiming ownership of the metaverse and buying up hundreds of VR companies and now trying to force its users and employees to solely live in a fantasy world controlled and orchestrated by Zuckerberg and the organizations that he works with. This priest class wants to lock us in our five senses here in the third dimension. And to do that, they're creating an artificial electronic prison or matrix to seduce us into giving up control of our bodies and our minds. This is the greatest deception ever. Evil is digging in because it knows humanity is waking up and that group consciousness is forming and that we are beginning to transcend the third dimension. Everything that's being launched against us is an attempt to hold us in the third dimension and not just enslave us, but finally completely destroy us and absorb our energy into this system they're building. This is beyond the satanic ritual. This is beyond anything you've read about science fiction, because this is actually happening in the real world today. And we have discovered their secrets. We've discovered how to stop them. And we have put it all together in an easy-to-understand system that gives you the tools to not just defeat the globalists, but to transcend to the next level. It's so important for all of you that already know this innately and have already witnessed this for yourself to understand. You are the leaders of the future that must go to the next level so that you and I and others working together can free the rest of humanity before they get trapped in this artificial matrix system the globalists are building.
All I'm offering is the truth.
The film The Matrix, made in 1999, is not original. Documents came out in 1990 from the late 1970s where NASA and DARPA were developing a plan very similar to The Matrix. And all that information is now public. They're attempting to seduce us to give up our five senses, not just holding us in the third dimension, but actually creating an artificial slave system so that they can turn us into their programmable slaves. Humanity are not robots, no matter how many times Ray Kurzweil and the social engineers tell us this. But they are trying to turn us into robots. That's why in December of 2021, we are launching Reset Wars. Find out more information at ResetWars.com.
Well, I've been trying to get him in studio with us for a while, and he's done it. Mike Cernovich, an old friend of mine, Cernovich.com, author, researcher. He had a number one film as well, Hoax, went to the top of Amazon. Again, Mike Cernovich is a lawyer, author, free speech activist, and documentary filmmaker, featured film, Free Speech, Silenced, a producer, Unconvention.
Hoax is a good one.
Yeah, Hoax is excellent.
Hoax is a good one. Last one,
yeah. Absolutely.
Number one documentary on iTunes for the year, and it was 2 weeks in a row top-selling independent film. Right there was Uncut Gems. $29 million budget, Uncut Gems, and then Hoaxed. That's how good it did. With no real, you know, traditional promotion. That's how many people are out there, really. And I saw a rough cut of Alex's War. Amazing. The new film coming out about you. I don't know if you've watched that
one. I have a rule. I don't watch things.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I've seen Hoax, even though it hit number one.
Yeah, even Shauna, who's not very political, my wife, was like, this is really good filmmaking. So Alex's War, I'm really excited for whenever that comes out. It's a biop. So I noticed in why the left's films are terrible. And Norm Macdonald did a segment on why Alec Baldwin isn't funny when he talks about Trump. And that's when it registered in my mind. The only way to do a good film about a subject is to let the subject express who they are. And the left doesn't want to let us do that about ourselves, so they try to caricature us. And then even the left doesn't want to watch it because they go, this is just a dumb film. This is just stupid.
It's not reality, so it's not entertaining.
Yeah, it's just stupid. So the only way to make a real film about us is to show who we really are. But if you show who you really are, then more and more people like us. So they're caught in this terrible catch-22 of filmmaking, whereas I can't even read the articles about myself, not because, oh, I'm so sad they're being mean to me, but because it's dumb. It's stupid. The same thing that when I try to read stuff about you. So what I like about Alex's War, the film about you coming out, is it isn't Alex Jones propaganda. It isn't Alex Jones is the greatest man who ever walked the earth. This is who he is. This is the character arc. This is the story arc. This is where he began. This is where he is now. This is the part that he's at the hero's journey. And where is it going to end? We don't know, because of course you're in a different character arc in your own life, because even though you've done so much, there's now a seminal point in your life, a seminal conflict in your life, where Act 3 is actually beginning in your film. So as much as you've done, you're now moving into Act 3, which for me as a storyteller, filmmaker, and fan of the arts, I enjoy, even though personally I feel that you've been horribly mistreated. So I'm in this contradictory position in my life where personally I don't like what's happened to you or Bannon, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, me. But then I think artistically, it's the greatest art that we've ever witnessed in our life. It's real life.
This is like Greek tragedy stuff. Yeah. This is real. Good guys, bad guys.
Good versus evil. The character arcs of people. The evil forces are marshaling against the forces of good. They're trying to attack anyone who speaks out in favor of God. It's anti-Christian now. Full-on anti-Christian. That can't really be denied. And I'm enthralled by the stories of the people. It's interesting. So I try to take a step back even from my own self and not even look at my emotions or how I feel about a given situation. And I zoom out and think, what an incredible, and I had to be careful because I don't want to maybe summon more tragedy on us, but I'll just say, what an incredible life God has led us to lead, if you view it that way.
This is definitely a grand adventure.
Yeah, but God has said, I was praying one time about something, and God said to me, you said you didn't want a boring life, and now you're upset because your life isn't boring. Which is it, right? He was telling me, in your own mind, we pray to God, we want adventure, we want challenge, what are we really made of? We want this, and God says, okay, I'm going to give this to you. Oh, how dare you, God. No, I thought you loved your creations, your children. Why do you let them persecute me? And he really shook me up.
What you're saying is absolutely true, and you sum it up better than I can. I don't like being persecuted and lied about, but we're forcing evil out in the open, and it's making me better and stronger and making me a better person fighting this evil. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich in studio. Tim Pool's coming up later as well. Stay with us. Cernovich.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You've
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Wow. I mean, I always liked Mike Cernovich. I thought he was a really smart guy, but since he got married and had children years ago, it just took him to a whole other level. And I think that's the process. We can also talk about that. None of the top EU leaders have children. None of them do. That's a globalist thing. This is a post-human world. They're giving up their humanity to be God, they believe, but they need to lock us in our five senses. So you're talking about the infinity timeline during the break. That's a great term. Expand on that, Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, it was occurring to me how, and you were mentioning some of the dreams you have that I definitely want to talk more about on this segment. You have the timeline of the animal, or the timeline of carnal pleasure, the timeline of they want you to eat your bugs, put on your VR goggles, masturbate to internet pornography, and then chase your next hunger pang. And that's the timeline of the devil, the timeline of hedonic pleasure, chasing that next hit of dopamine, that next hit of carnal pleasure, right? Animal pleasure. The timeline of God is connection and universal love and connection to infinity. We can't obviously be in that state because we have to live in this world. So there's a sense that we're walking, or if we try, we walk between two worlds, the world of God, the world of love, the world of not everything goes your way, but pushing through that versus the world of man, which is, oh, I'm hungry. I need to eat. Now I'm going to eat a lot. Now I'm bored. Somebody entertain me. Now I'm going to go cause problems for other people. The left wants people on the timeline of the animal, And then the right, the real right, not these fake conservatives, these fake Christians like David French who come in God's name and then deceive people. Those people are in a really going to have a real hard problem on Judgment Day. But the real right wants people in the timeline of God, which is that I would not say, as Jesus said, bless your persecutors. But the more that I've thought about it, and a lot of things have been revealed to me in visions, the more that I have developed a love for those who persecute me, because I realized that they were traumatized as kids. They're in denial of that. That's why they come out in defense of pedophilia so much, is because I realized they've all been molested as kids.
That's how they think they get love.
Yeah, so they got molested as kids, and that's why they attack me, because rather than deal with that internal trauma of what they experienced and reaching inward and ripping your heart open and letting that pain and that weepingness come out and then healing yourself through trauma, they're lashing out. So in my own mind, this is what God's been telling me is, hey, you don't have to be their friends. Nobody's saying be their friends. Nobody's saying let somebody kill you or your family. But you have to love your persecutors because they have unresolved deep psychological trauma from child abuse they suffered as kids. And rather than, again, rip their heart open and feel the healing of the Lord and the healing of God, they're going to attack you to live in denial of that.
Exactly. And what I experienced with the first stalkers I had 25 years ago was, as soon as I forgave them and didn't care anymore, they would instantly go away and be like, oh, there was a sixth sense. There was a connection by the stalker against the person being stalked. And I just learned with these dirty lawyers and corrupt groups and others that really hate me and just writhe when they see me, that that's because they're in spiritual bondage and they can see that I'm free, and what's taken them over hates them just as much as it hates me, and they're like a drowning person. You try to save them, they try to push you under and climb up on top of you, and so you realize that they're a danger. They're like a zombie. You don't want to let them walk up and bite you. You've got to keep them at arm's length, but they really are a failed, fallen person, and so you shouldn't rejoice in how stunted and twisted they are. You should know that that's a failure, and that we should have saved them.
Yeah, they're running in denial of themselves, and I learned just through a lot of experiences I've had, turning more introspective, is I've uncovered in my own self trauma that I didn't even know that I had. And then I realized that a lot of what we do is we're running from ourselves. We become strong because we're afraid to be weak. Well, why are we afraid to be weak? Well, we're afraid to be weak because something bad happened to us when we were younger. And then we become strong so that no one can hurt us. And then we use that strength to turn outward. And we end up in this endless conflict with people, often people who are hurt also. And instead, the past, you know, several years, especially the past two or three, I just keep looking inward at my own trauma now. So I like to listen to binaural beats or spiritual music. And I cry a lot now. I just let things out now, because I used to think that, you know, real men don't cry, real men fight back. And then I realized, why would I run for myself, though? How is it to be a real man to run from the trauma within yourself?
Well, and I also think it's a balance. I mean, we're designed like a plant in zero gravity doesn't grow as well as a plant that's out in the sun and the wind and the rain. Part of that's what makes us stronger, but we don't want to then have that take us over and dominate us, that aspect, and then exactly then do it to other people back, because that's what happened to me is I got in a lot of just vicious fights. I got beat up by bullies a lot. That's just the way, you know, East Texas was growing up. It was extremely violent, like worse than you see in movies. And then I got very tough and got into that identity of just being an absolute, like, you know, psycho in a fight. And then that became kind of like almost a satanic aspect of me. And then I've learned how to just get rid of that and turn loose, so that I still can fight if I need to, but I'm not the raging animal anymore. That's just one small aspect of me that I've got, that I can break the glass if I need it, but now it's under control.
Well, I'm glad that you said that you can still fight if you need to, because it sounds like God's talking to a lot of people, because that was told to me during a vision where I said, well, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be kind and loving, right, towards the world, because in my mind, if you attack me, that's the speed. And the message was, you can always be that way. Just try love. Try to be more loving to people. Try to be a little bit more decent to people. Try to understand that, hey, man, they have unresolved trauma. And they were abused as children. That's what they're running from. And that's why they're attacking you, because they see you as a father figure. They see you as the people who hurt them. And then you realize that our burden or our cross to bear, metaphorically speaking, is that they're hurting. They don't want to admit that they're hurting. So then they want to hurt other people. And then what we do is we think, well, now you hurt me and I'm going to continue this cycle of trauma. which is you have trauma, you attack me, and then I attack you, and now we're engaged in a never-ending conflict of trauma instead of going within and realizing I want to attack the wicked ones. I want to attack the entities that try to embody people and often do become embodied in people. You're feeding into demonic energy when you do that. But then the flip side is we do live in a world and you can't just let people destroy you or run over
you. You got to do it from a controlled position where you don't get roped into their level. You still stand up for yourself. You fight the evil, but you realize that jumping right in to people trying to punch your buttons is literally letting them control you.
Yeah, then they win because they're able now to, it's almost like a bullfight. They're able to get you to play by their rules and play by your game. So more and more when people try to initiate conflict with me, I say, I'm praying for you, I love you. And often they get more angry. And then I realized that the sad realization that I had was, if you attack me and I attack you back, you feel validated and good. If you attack me and I say, man, I love you, I'm going to pray for you, you actually get angrier. Because that demon within you, the entities, the demons, whatever people want to call them, the dark energy, then becomes enraged because they're working through you and now they're being received love. And, of course, they exist in the world of hate. They get angrier. So more and more and more, I just think, I love you. It doesn't mean you're going to steamroll me. It doesn't mean that you're going to...
You transcend that negative energy level.
Right. At least until we can get to a higher level. I don't want to be Job, obviously. So when I pray, I'm careful because I'm grateful for the suffering God has given me.
I don't want to be given a Jobian quest.
I don't want to
be... kind of getting on one now.
And that's where I struggle in my own prayer practice is... I thank God for the struggles, but I say, whoa, but I'm not trying to be Job here, God. I still want to have a nice life and enjoy some of this earthly experience. But Jobian, of course, would be the ultimate transcendence of the human condition and becoming completely connected to the divine. And I'm not there yet. It's up to God whether that's going to happen to us. Hopefully not. It might happen to everybody around now because of what the new guard, the new Red Guard is trying to do here in this country.
We'll talk about that next hour, but definitely they even talk about it. The magicians, the wizards that run, the dark side, they know their time's coming to an end. I mean, and that's what all this oppression is about, is to keep us in a lower state they can control.
That's why they're going harder and harder on anything Christian. That's why they're going harder and harder on anyone who has traditional values. That's why they're making a saint of a literal convicted pedophile. That it used to be, it was a conspiracy theory to say that most of these Antifa people were pedophiles. And then there's an actual convicted pedophile who gets shot trying to harm a minor. And now he's their new saint. So the left is propped up from the Kenosha event. They're trying to prop up a pedophile as a saint. That's something that 5 years ago, they would have said, well, you're a conspiracy theorist for saying that. And now I think, well, they're holding signs out there with this picture. They're calling him a superhero, convicted pedophile, hurt children 9 to 11. And it wasn't just, it was horrific. We'll just leave it there. We don't need to go into details. That's what they're doing to prop up. But that shows their desperation because they have to go to that level now. They have to sink to that level of evil because so much good is arising. And our biggest problem, honestly, are the false prophets. The people who claim to come in God's name and clearly aren't, the misleading people, they're connected with the father of lies, the conservative media people. That is a bigger problem even than the left because they're misleading and deceiving Christians.
Well, I know this. The U.S. senators know that Pfizer did a world contract and that we signed on to a world government contract. They're not talking about it. And that's the big... So I want to bring some of that up with you as well because that's happening. The Archbishop, though, he is talking about it all.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.